Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast. Time for the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the MIP. And wow, I'm so excited right now, guys, because you know it's that time of year right now again. A lot of you may know I spent some time this week with the Dallas Cowboys at the Dallas Cowboys training camp. And man, I thought with all that's going on around the Dallas Cowboys this year, that it would be prudent. And it would be great to grab the owner and GM of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, and just do an MIP Jerry Jones special. We talked about it all. We talked about it from A to Z. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and CD Lamb. CD Lamb is going off in camp. Is that the new triplets? I'm not saying that because Amari Cooper is out there and I don't want him mad at me, but we did discuss all of this stuff. We talked about Dan Quinn and that new look defense. What will it be like? All the way to Drew Pearson and Jimmy Johnson getting inducted into this year's NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. Since the NFL has put so much on the Dallas Cowboys, they're going hard knocks. They're starting the preseason at the Hall of Fame game. They're starting the regular season down there going up against the champions and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I thought it was right to make sure we dig all the way in everything and give you all that you need about what's about to happen with those Cowboys. Get excited, baby, because I'm telling you, you're gonna wanna be a Cowboy.
Because I wanna be a Cowboy, baby, with a toddler and the sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby, let's go chillin' with the boys. I wanna be a Cowboy, baby, right now.
You need no introduction. Simply put, you are a three-time Super Bowl champion owner and an NFL Hall of Fame owner and owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Jerry, just step right there, Jerry. Owner of the Dallas Cowboys, the biggest brand and out here in professional sports. All the hype that's circling around the Cowboys this season, man, how is it going in camp right now?
Well, I think that our camp is got their head down. I think these guys are aware now because they've been out from looking from the outside in, and they're aware of what the Cowboys are relative to our visibility and relative to the kind of interest there is and the kind of following there is. But they got their head down right now, and I'm proud of Coach McCarthy. I'm proud of all of his staff and everybody here. First of all, we're lucky to be here, and they know it. We weren't here last year. We weren't at a camp. We weren't emboldened with thinking about playing in front of full stadiums. None of that happened last year. We didn't even have preseason games. And we all know now that was bigger than we thought it was. It caused people to have a little less juice in them when we got ready to play in the fall. So we all know this is important. That's not hard to explain to somebody today. I would have been difficult before the COVID of last year. So we all feel great to be here. And I feel that. I just feel, and I feel it in these young guys. And it's hard when you're 19, 20, 21, 22, to get all the feelings that you felt 30 years later. But boy, I think they realize, man, this is a special opportunity they've got. They need to think about it that way, treat it that way. When they run out there and make that cut, go toward that post, make that catch, act like it's a Super Bowl. You told me one time, said, Jerry, when I've made a catch and going down that sideline, do you know I can hear them talking up in the stands as I'm riding down through the, till I can hear them holler up in the stand. So whether we want to admit it or not, all of this stuff impacts us, and you ought to use it positively.
Yeah, and it makes a huge difference to have people in the stands, to have people this excited about the upcoming season, to have people, I mean, have an opportunity to go to training camp and see their team, like I've been seeing and talking to some of the people, Jerry. But the hype is not just coming from the Cowboys. The hype is all around the NFL. Okay, you guys are on Hard Knocks. You're opening the season in the Hall of Fame game. Then you're opening regular season in Tampa. I mean, it's full and on display. Is that by design? Is that you pushing the NFL, or the NFL pushing and asking you, we need to put this on display?
Well, I'll say this. If we hadn't gotten on our horse and pushed, we wouldn't be out here at this camp. This had to get because there was still a lot of pushback, and I just had to pinch myself when we finally landed out here and put my foot on the ground and said, touchdown. We're back here for camp. Had to do that. Now, I will tell you this right now. I'm going to go back to last year. There wasn't anybody trying to make it easy for you to put average almost 30,000 fans a game for our Cowboy games.
Right.
There wasn't anybody trying to make that easy. Matter of fact, last I looked, they were trying to make it harder. Okay. Well, we did that because we wanted to do it because we're the Cowboys. And we wanted to do it. You say, well, what? Does that really help you get in the end zone? Well, I don't know how much that helps you get in the end zone, but it doesn't hurt it. And so, but when we start talking about people wanting to talk about who they want to open the season against Tampa, who they want to have on Hard Knocks, but boy, get out of the way. Don't ask me. I'll hold my hand up to get that done because I know it helps interest in the team. And at the end of the day, there's no joy in Mudville unless you can have a little juice in your pocket when you're going down through there.
So, Jerry, it does. It helps interest in the team, but it also puts a target on their back now. You got 31 other teams out there, and all they'll hear about is America's team, and it's America's team. I know. I've seen some of these jokers in the midst of a game trying to get more hype. Man, yo, Michael, this America team stuff, and they want to go to another level. So it puts the target squarely on the Cowboys' back when they're getting all of that hype and notoriety. How concerned are you about that pressure being too much pressure for the guys you have on the field?
My judgment, you know my record. I'm on a personal basis, but I'm going to use a personal example. I've been where I could walk down the street, and I couldn't even get a cricket to bark at me. They weren't interested. I've been to where I'd walk through a crowd, and if they ask anything, they said, get me a drink, son. I've been there. Yet I've been there, too. When you walk in a crowd, they kind of moved apart. You walk in, and they pay attention to you. I've been both ways. I'll take the latter part. It's better. Yeah. It'll motivate you better. It makes you want to make a play better. It'll make you not want to show your ass as much. I'd rather it be that way. I had a guy walk up to me, and he said, how does it feel? Said, you just got it shoved, you know where. Said, how does it feel to have your money and be told no? How does that feel? And I said, well, I've been told no, you're right. But I've been told no when I had no money. It feels better to be told no when you got a little money in your pocket.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have it them looking and interested in what we're doing than the other way.
Yeah, trust me, I've had both ways too, boss. So I'm with you on that. I'm with you on the ladder.
Which springs the sprung in your step the most? Right. Nobody giving a shit or going down to there.
and I perform on that stage a little bit better when everybody's involved. And Jerry, I want to ask about that because I've always saw, and you know, you and I, you know, how I feel about Dak Prescott. I've always saw Dak as that. The greater the pressure you put on Dak, I think the more he performs. He's always over-delivered. That's just his nature. How important was it and how big is it now that you have him under contract moving forward for the next 4 to 5 years?
Well, it is for the success of this team. I believe that it elevated him to have that kind of substantial support. Make no mistake about it. Again, we've both been both places. And when you've got that base covered, when you know financially that you have maximized and have gotten the best out of that, then you'll do the better the next task you take. Dak is such a competitor that he'll look over at you. And he said, you know, it wasn't the zero or the amount. It was just that I wanted it to be notable and be substantive so that I could push to it. It's not about the money. I will tell you this, and a lot of people will guffaw over this. It's never been about the money with me. I had some money. I was lucky enough to land in a spot or got landed on that I had enough money to buy the Cowboys. I spent it all to buy a team that was losing $1 million a month and part of its ownership had been foreclosed on and part of it was going to the courthouse to get foreclosed on again. I did that. And so if I'd been money hungry, I'd have kept that money in that pocket and not gotten over there where I wanted to be. I only use that in answer to your question about Dak is it's a lot more than money for Dak. There is no doubt in my mind. I've never had that question. Is that what it's about? I hate to do this every time I talk to you, but I'm staring here looking a guy in his eyes, you, that it was never about the money. It was about the recognize that I'm doing my job and the credibility that goes with it. But it was not about having another buck in the bank. And everybody wants to take care of their loved ones and their family. But it was much bigger than that. Michael told me one time, I asked him because he was so good with his fellow players. And he said, you know, that doesn't just happen right before the play and in the huddle. And I look over at him and say, go across, don't blink. He said, I will start working on that 2 years before when they're going to the Saratoga Club and ask me to go with them and speak and be a part of that.
Right.
That's where you build up that credibility. So when you ask them to go for it, they know you're on their team. So where I'm coming here is all of this.
Yeah, you remember me telling you all that, Jerry. You remember me, because Jerry, that's true to that, Jerry. You understand that. Like, you can't go to a guy. I'm making $6 million a year. This guy's making $300,000 a year. And the first time I come talk to him is in the fourth quarter of a tight game and say, let's go. You know what he's going to say to me? You making all the money. You go. You know what I mean? Unless I give him some time prior to that, that's the only thing that gives me the ability to go speak to him in that moment. That's absolutely the gospel.
But what is amazing, Michael, about you is that you thought of that years earlier about that very player, and you started working on that years earlier in anticipation of looking over at him when you lined up against San Francisco and he's got to go across the middle and you say, have I ever let you down ever on anything? Don't let me and this team down. Don't flinch. Go across the middle and get the ball. That's when you've done it. But you thought about it years earlier dealing with the same individual. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's very special and very, how do we win the Super Bowls? We win. Everybody will tell you we wouldn't have done it had Michael not been in the huddle.
Yeah, that's awfully nice of you to say it, boss. And it means a lot. And it means a lot coming.
It's what it is.
And I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you saying that. Now, Jerry, and to that now, because I believe Dak's one of those guys There's another guy on that offense that takes a lot of heat here of late in Zeke. And I'm confused with it because I don't understand. Zeke's one of the best running backs. And you said to me one time, I at one point, best football player in the NFL. No doubt. The best football player in the NFL. What do you think of the criticism that some people have given Zeke over this last year or so? Even though he didn't play last year without his offensive line.
Yeah. Well, you have to really without being trite. Now, you've got to have almost had to tackle Zeke once to understand what he is and what he brings to the table. Now, he brings it all to the spot at the right time, every time.
Yeah, he does it.
He is so incremental to our success this year. We need him so bad to punish the hell out of the other team with that ball. And when I see his body language, when I see his remorse, I don't want to say remorse, but when I see his disappointment in himself for what he did do last year, not that he can't take heat. He can take criticism all day long. That's not Zeke. But what I see him doing is, okay, he's responding to himself and has gotten himself in what he believes to be in the best shape that anybody around here has ever seen him and most ever heard about. He's ready to play football. He's business. You know, a lot of people have never heard that Zeke was quite a inspiration to his team around the locker room. Zeke is a ball of energy, and he had his energy. And so that exudes. And so he's very capable of influencing a team with how well he's gotten ready for this season and how bad he feels about last season. And that'll carry it. That'll help carry this team a long way.
A long way, because Zeke is, like you said, pounding everybody, and you get those guys up front, oh, my God, everything she'll run real smoothly on that offense, especially with Dak back and the way those receivers are playing. Now, I'm hearing, coming around, I know Amari Cooper hadn't been practicing much, but I'm hearing, oh, my God, that CeeDee Lamb has been a tear on the football field, and they're expecting even a jump in CeeDee Lamb's performance this year. How has he looked in camp?
His strength. His strength is noticeable. His work that he's done. He's added pounds.
You can see that. Yeah.
You can see the strength. You can see that he, just in the way he snatches the ball with stronger hands. And so he has significantly improved his ability to do, make the kinds of plays that he's capable of. The one thing that you have in CeeDee Lamb is you have a driven, talented player. Now, this guy wants to go out and make the plays, and he is a run-after-catch player. And if you look at his history as a college player, he has so much after he gets that ball in his hand. And we just got to use it. We've got to have it in his hands. And back to Cooper, I'm not the least concerned about Cooper. He's got an ankle that would not be a factor if we were playing Tampa tomorrow. But we simply can, because we started a week early from all the other teams, we can slow walk this thing on some of these guys. We don't have to give it all up. Our great Al Davis walked out and stopped a drill when you were playing, when we were practicing them. And he stops the drill. And he said, boys, I'm sorry. I've just been around this thing too long. I'm going to need him in late December. I'm not going to leave it out here in August. We're going to stop this drill. I don't want my boy hurt.
I remember Al stepping in those practices and that white jumpsuit doing. He's a funny dude. God bless him, man. He was a good dude. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy.
it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
Cowboy, baby. With a and the sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby.
Man, you talked about that game in Tampa, that week one. You're facing Tom Brady now. Tom Brady against last year's defense, man, that defense did not look good. This defense with Dan Quinn, I'm hearing things, you know, Dan Quinn doing note-taking exercises by using rap music. Jerry, listen, me, I don't know why that wasn't a bigger story. I don't think people understand how powerful that is. Now, just so you, and I know you won't speak to it, but to go with a defense that just had a coach that felt maybe whatever the reports were, that they didn't communicate well with the coach. Now to get this coach, who not just says, we are going to communicate, I'm going to come to you to start the communication and playing rap music. That's a huge thing, I think, in a huge way to tell your defense, I'm listening, I'm here with you. What were your thoughts when you heard Dan Quinn's techniques and doing things like this?
Well, I think that I'm going to call them not only technique, but I'm going to use them tricks. Since the beginning of time, thinking people to get to where they're trying to go they use methods and they use tricks. I used to watch these great mathematical Chinese young, I'm talking 5 and 6 years old,
right?
And they would use washers and they'd have them on a stick like a pencil and they'd do those washers up and down and they could solve right. The greatest mathematical problems in the world using washers, and they'd put them over here and it was just the point is that it's causing you to concentrate on retention. Causing you to concentrate on retention. A lot of people are good at answering the question if you show them, if you have it shown there. But to get them up and start from scratch to retain is another deal. That's the challenge of recall in football. He's got that mastered. And he's addressing that. And it is a great trick. It's the kind of trick that your daddy tells his child to help him get out in the world and beat him.
So I'm proud of that.
But I'll tell you, Michael, what I'm so proud about is, first of all, boy, there's a lot of new faces around here. Several of them have played with Quinn. But more importantly, the things that caused us to be so bad last year. You don't have to do too many tricks to improve on that. You can just point to two or three things that you need to correct. Well, if you do correct them and they really fall right for you, then you've made a dramatic improvement. I think the fact that we've not only gone back to the defense, that frankly, the veterans that have been around here past 2 years, generally that was the type of defense we played then. So these guys aren't having to reinvent the wheel on their knowledge. But then we brought in excellent size and talent. And now I would bet part of the house. I think I'd bet that doghouse that Gene puts me in when I come in late. But I'd bet that house that we will be twice as good as we were last year.
You want to get that house and give it away anyway. I totally understand that. But I mean, speaking of bringing in people now, there are two people that have come in. Of course, you drafted Michael Parsons and what he looks like on the field. But also you signed Malik Hooker, someone Dan Quinn is familiar with. Talk to me about those two acquisitions.
Malik Hooker it does not take Houdini to see that when Malik is on the football field, he knows how to play football. And of his 26 available games in the NFL, available, He started 25 of them. And he had a tremendous college career. He's an exceptional playmaker. He has unique abilities. The total challenge with him is availability. Get him available. And so our big challenge, I'm confident that we get him in great shape so that he can recover from his Achilles injury, get him in great shape, work on that. That's what we're going to do. We've got him in here. We've got weeks and weeks. And we're going to have him healthy, get him healthy. And then in my mind, it's a proven fact that he's got the talent ability. And he's got also, he's smart, and he really is adapting to what Quinn wants to do on defense. And then, of course, Micah Parsons, he was so outstanding in college. The question was, could he do what you saw him do? For instance, in the middle, create pressure in the middle. And I said, well, that's good in college, but boy, I don't see that very often in the middle. How do you get in there and mix that up? Guess what? That dude can do it. He can do it. He can do it in the middle. And he can do it on the outside. And then you can find him running down the field about 50 yards downfield, step for step, with that receiver slapping that ball down. He's a busy boy around here now. Boy, we've got him doing a lot of reps. And but he's got a lot of energy. And we're real proud of him. And, you know, sometimes it pays to just get fortunate. And the fact that we were sitting there and a couple of those corners that everybody thought we were interested in and we thought we were interested in went, and the best defensive player really on our board acknowledged was sitting right there. So good luck for that.
Yeah, those guys went right before the Cowboys picked, and yeah, that was interesting. I was there for that, and I think Mike Parsons is going to be outstanding, Jerry. I told you guys that. I just love his attitude, and I'm hearing a lot of that from some of the other players here. You guys open up the season first of all next week with that Hall of Fame game. You know, Jimmy's going in that Hall of Fame. Drew Pearson's going in to that Hall of Fame, man. That's going to be a special time. Jerry, you were talking about Jimmy in the opening press conference, and he was showing a lot of emotions in that opening press conference, talking about Jimmy, talking about where you've been. Jerry, where did those emotions come from?
Oh, I think the most, and I'd say this, that the most emotional thing, the most substantive thing that I'd ever done was by the Cowboys when at the time I bought them. And the fact that I didn't even think about it, I just wanted him to be the coach. We didn't even have a contract, a salary contract, for several months. We didn't. And all we did was, I'll beat what you're getting. And he said, you know, I'd come sell insurance with you. He said, we could really do great. And so when Jimmy came to Dallas, I not only was excited, it just was like bouncing off of you the adversity we had. We won one football game. We certainly were being criticized for not handling, the legendary coach Tom Landry and letting him go. And so all of those things were happening. We did have one good thing happen. We were lucky enough on the Cowboys that they had drafted you with their number one pick the year before. And so my point is that it was a fairy tale for me, and I know it was exciting for Jimmy. And so we had 4.5 years of absolutely a great center cut of life that we came in that something that had a hole in it, and we dug a deeper hole. And then here we come out of it. All in the world credit due to so many men that were involved. You, Emmett, Troy, Jimmy. And so for us to get to remind ourselves of how and what a good thing we had happen in our lives. His induction into the Hall of Fame this weekend is just going to be icing on the cake. I have such an appreciation. You know, my coach that recruited both Jimmy and Barry Switzer said, told me one time, I've recruited two genius IQs. And I kind of looked up and he said, and Jones, you're sure not one of them. But he said they were Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer. So I had a great appreciation for him. I wanted him to be a part of the biggest thing I'd ever done in life when he became the coach. And boy, did he deliver. And we won those three Super Bowls and changed my life. And I think changed all of our lives.
Yeah, no doubt changed everyone's life, man, especially since I was happy to be there to watch it and witness it. I get a chance there. As a matter of fact, next week we can go talk to the Jacksonville Jaguars. One of the things I'm going to talk to them about is I've seen this story before. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I had a front row seat when I saw when this story happened last time, just like you just talked about the college coach coming in, drafting the top quarterback. So it's just an interesting perspective now to look back. And I'm thinking about this. I want to tell them, trust me, don't let anything slip by. Because as blessed as we are, Jerry, I still think I just worry about we could have gotten more. And I know we're happy and everything's good, but we could have gotten more. And I'm going to tell them, don't let anything mess with your going after these Super Bowls and leaving your moment in history. And I'm talking about don't let anything, not even this vaccine situation that we are having right now, this COVID situation. You heard how what I think about the vaccine situation. I know the NFL has guidelines and thresholds where they think the vaccine should be. What are your personal thoughts on the vaccine and where the Dallas Cowboys is as far as being vaccinated right now?
Well, I only will come at this from one perspective, and that's in what's in the best interest with you here. What's in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Because I know if what's in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys as it relates to players, if that can happen, then I know how it will change their lives. Players take risk by the very nature of them walking on the football field. They take risks. Only God knows what's going to happen when you walk out the door tonight. Only he knows what is going to happen. I believe every person should have the right to determine his own health issues unless it impacts the others around them. And then they've got to look at the common good. And so where I come down here is this vaccine is very, very logically effective against keeping you from getting sick with the vaccine. That's in the best interest of the Cowboys. That's in the best interest of the guys that are on the team. They have the team. They'll have about at most 7 years of the NFL. Many won't have but 3 years of the NFL. Now, that's going to go by no matter what. And if you want to spend your 3 or 4 years when you could have had some of the greatest things to build your life with, that cornerstone, and you want to sit there and compromise it over whatever is causing you to make this decision, then you should take a second look at it. The facts are, and I'm not talking politics, the facts are it's in the best interest of every constituency you've got for you not to catch the COVID. And so I feel very strongly that all of us that are going to impact anybody else should take this vaccine. We've all taken, of course, I've been taking vaccines all my life. I've got here 70-something years ago taking vaccines. And I'm sure something might be different had I not taken the vaccine. I might have had longer eyelashes. I might have had longer this. You know, a guy that is a bricklayer. That guy lays enough brick, he's going to have a bad back. It's called living. And so if we're going to get out here and be a part of something like a team, then that's when you check you at the door and you make a team decision. So you heard it, and that's what I'm saying.
And I don't have any problem with it, Jerry. I just think that we're becoming dinosaurs, guys like you and me, who cares that much about winning, and everything else falls after winning. That's all I'm saying. All this other stuff, I don't hear about the right wing, left wing. I just want to hear about how do I win that ring. That's all I want to know about. How do I win that ring? Not about all that wing stuff. Speaking of winning the ring, Tampa Bay won the ring last year. You open the game up. You open the season up, Jared. I'll let you get out of here with this, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Have you allowed yourself to think about Dak Prescott in his return game beating Tom Brady in the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa? What kind of hype will follow that moment if that happens?
Well, what an opportunity to go down there with expectations generally that the world champs will probably win the game. What a fabulous opportunity. Yeah. Go down there, come in as the underdog, and put it together and take home the bacon. You beat the reigning world champ. Now, is that not a way to kickstart this thing? And so, you know, those are it's a great opportunity. And I will say this. I can't tell you how much respect I have for their team, their defense, for Tom, for everybody involved. And I'm not saying that to not raise, make them even tougher to play. But I am saying they have the kind of respect. It's the start of the season. It's a road game. We're underdogs. Win that rascal. I'll tell you right now, that'll kickstart it. I played on a college football team. Jimmy played on the same team. We played the number one team in the nation, Texas. Played them in Austin, Texas. We went down and by the skin of our teeth beat the number one team in the nation in Austin, Texas. We were never scored on again. We went back to the little state of Arkansas. I looked in the mirror and I didn't know that cat in that mirror anymore. I'd been a part of beating the number one team. It changed my life forevermore. And we went on and weren't scored on again on a defensive team and won the national championship. This shit can change your life.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
You do have the bleeper.
Yeah, we'll be fine with that. Don't worry about it, Paul. We'll be fine. Jerry, can I ask just one last thing before I let you go, Jerry? Because Tom Brady, was there ever any conversations with Tom Brady when he was looking for a new team to possibly come to Dallas? Because I've heard him say things about other teams. I just always wondered, was there ever any talks with Tom?
None at all. It was Dak all the way. It's Dak. I've never ever even blinked about it being Dak. And so, no, there was nothing there to get done.
Well, thanks for taking the time, man. I've held you way too long, man. Go get back to working on making this thing a championship year.
Well, you haven't, and see you real soon, Michael.
Thanks for downloading the MIP. Check out new episodes of the Michael Irvin Podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week. As long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!